All, now what is a letter in Hebrew? What is a letter? A letter in Hebrew is called a what? In Hebrew, an ot. And how do you spell ot? Aleph, Vav, Tav. Aleph, Vav, Tav. And it means a sign or a divine, really a divine sign. Isaiah 7:14, and the Lord himself will give you a divine sign, an oath. The virgin will be with child and call his, and be, she will be with child and bear a son. You'll call his name Emmanuel, for God, meaning God is with us. In Matthew 1:21, 22, and 23, it's referenced there, back to Isaiah 7:14. The term is an oath, a divine sign. Now look at the first. Jesus is the what? He's the first and the last. That's an aleph and a tav. In the middle is a vav. So first and last is the aleph and tav. That's the name of God. The divine sign oath says literally God and a nail. The vav equals a nail. It also stands for a man, a nailed man. A nailed man. God, aleph, tav, with a nailed man becomes your divine sign. It is also equals to the term for a letter. Every Hebrew letter is called an ot, a divine sign. Every letter is a divine sign from God. That's why we study the letters, we memorize the letters, we understand the letters, because everyone is a divine sign of God. Where you're not allowed to add, you're not allowed to delete, you're not allowed to change, because they're all a divine sign of him, for him, by him, for us. Understood? Now, when he takes one of his divine signs, an oath, and enlarges it, he wants to get your attention, and he's saying something greater about himself. This is the list where you have in 1 Chronicles, it goes chapters 1 through 9, you have hundreds of names listed. The first name that's listed is Adam, Adam, and it has a large aleph. 1 Corinthians 15:45, good Mike. And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The second man, in 1 Corinthians 15:47, the first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. Okay? Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has what? Purchased with his own blood. Okay. Adam, this is a large letter. The aleph here represents what? God. It represents God, leader, first. Adam is first man. But Adam is also a name for God, because he is the what? He is the last Adam, the second man. And that letter is enlarged to get your attention to know it's talking about him. When you say he's the Alpha and the Omega, those are two terms that are linked together. You can also say he's the Aleph, because if he's the Aleph and the Tav, then he's also just the Aleph, and he's also just the Tav. Those are linked. He's both. He is the Aleph, and he begins mankind. And that's a sign of the future coming of God. Now, here's one way we'll translate this. Aleph means God. What does the term Dam mean? Dam means blood. You're looking now through another lens. We just changed lenses. So, this Adam would have God's blood. Acts 20:28, which he purchased with his own blood. When did God purchase the church? On a cross with his own blood. God, man. The Hebrew is undeniable. The math is perfect. You'd have to be a willful, unbelieving person to deny the evidence that's so evident. Period. Now, in our book on Bible codes, it ties with this here. You go to page 40 to 43. There's a Bible code here called Damo Yeshua. Say Damo, his blood, Yeshua. So, Yeshua's blood. Step into areas where you don't know. Get a book, especially if you have a Jewish friend, Behold Yeshua, Come and See. And each one is a code. In this particular code, finding every 10 letters in the original text, including Jesus' name in chapter 2, verse 7, Genesis 2, 7. That's as far as most English texts go, chapter, verse, right? We go chapter, verse, word, letter. Chapter 2, verse 7, word 13, second letter, letter 2. You're 50% there. You're not even half down, you're half downfield. Chapter, verse, we go chapter, verse, word, letter, all the time. But why? Why do we even care about, why care about a letter? A letter is a divine sign. The Aleph and Tav, the crucified man, God, man. Yeah, you should know the letters. This is found every 10 letters apart in this text. And 10, one of the terms that's used for 10 is badad, bait, dalad, dalad, B-A-D-A-D. And that's equals 10, 2, 4, 4 is 10. That's the ELS. When it's every 10 letters apart, you say, why 10? Glad I asked. Every 10 letters apart means to be alone. Every 10 letters we find Adam, who's alone. But it's not alone, because we find Yeshua right there. And the first Adam, in the plain text, the last Adam is standing there right with him. And Genesis 2:7, and God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And right there we see in the first Adam, the last Adam, Badad, every 10 letters, because 10, one of the words that is used, means alone or solitary. While he was alone, he was never really alone. God was with him the whole time, and it was a prophecy embedded in the original, only in the Hebrew text, that God would purchase as the last Adam, which is why in 1 Chronicles 1:1, it's enlarged to tell you this is not just Adam. This is the great Adam. God's blood, Acts 20:28. And in many of the modern Hebrew Bibles, they make all the letters the same size because it's easier for the typesetters. You know how many times they'd have to change the text? Change it! Did I do better? I backed up a little bit, not to blow anybody out of his seat. Good. So as you study that, then my wife, in one of her contributions through the Holy Spirit to the text, we looked at every one of the letters of Yeshua, what word it appears. Because Jesus, a word, is davar. How do you say a word in Hebrew? I just told you, davar. Good. Davar. What is davar? What is the first letter? Dalet. What is that? A door. What is the second two as a root? Bar. Sun. Every word is a door of the sun. Every single word in Hebrew is the sun's door. It's a door to the sun. So if you add or delete or change anything, especially leave a word out, you just missed one of the doors to Yeshua. And you didn't even know it. That's inherent in language. This is no wiggle room here, people. That's just what it is. Davar. Now, in every one of the letters of Yeshua, right? Yod, Shin, Vav, Ayin. Every one of those four letters appears in a different word. So what my wife contributed when we did this book in 96-7 is we took each of those words in four letters of Yeshua, so four words, right? Each one a door of the sun. And the term bar is an Aramaic term. The term in ben, not bar, is a Hebrew term. Why is God using an Aramaic term there instead of a Hebrew term? Because he's letting in the Gentiles, the non-Jews. It's a door for you all. Gentile means nations, goyim. All the nations of every people, nation, tribe, and tongue. His door and heart are open to all. The Jews are chosen, not better. They're chosen to do a job. If they do it right, they get double blessed. If they don't, they get double cursed. You don't want to be a Jew. You just want to be what God called you to be. Please. Okay? Please. Think a Jew comes with special equipment, okay? Because...